special properties are that you can use the constructors of the filtered input stream to convert something of basic type input stream into a more complicated stream. And so you can layer these and keep converting them. And essentially what happens is that in the background, Java will connect up the read method of the input stream to the read method of the filtered input stream, so that when you read a filtered input stream, it will use the read method of the basic one. But it will also allow you to have more complicated methods according to whatever functionality you may want. So there are a lot of useful ones. One of them is buffered input stream. And instead of waiting to read or write a character off the, or a byte off of the basic input stream, it will create a buffer to read and write out of so that you get better performance, a memory buffer. This thing called data input stream is nice because it has a whole set of methods to, in this case, read data according to more complicated formats, higher level constructs. So there's a method to read an integer, to read a floating point number. The only thing to be careful about, oh, you can read a line, which is really handy. You can read long ints. The only thing to be careful about is the method in data input stream that reads a character, don't forget, is going to be a 16-bit character because Java has Unicode, whereas if you're reading from a file, a character will only be 8-bit. And so when you, if you just read a file one by one using the read care that's in data input stream, you'll get what appears to be every other character. So that's the only sort of glitch that you have to watch out for. Otherwise, these are really handy functions that will either read whatever's next in the file as an integer or as a float or whatever it is you want. Line number input streams does what you suspect. It adds line numbers. Pushback allows you to put things back onto the input stream to read them at a later time. So you can nest these together. You can start with an input stream. You can convert it to a buffered input stream. Here's an example of code which assumes that you have an input stream called IS, and you're going to give it as an argument to the constructor for buffered input stream, so that will create buffers for it. And then you give that as an argument to the constructor for data input stream, so that now you can use these more structured methods to read from that stream.